You know, they're good up front. You know, they get to the ball well, and, you know, they make a lot of plays up front.
You're looking forward to hopefully having the same quarterback in all week handing you the ball this time?
No matter who the quarterback is, you know, they're going to step in and, you know, take responsibility of that role and, you know, take command of the huddle and just lead the offense.
What's Scott look like to you this week in practice?
He's very impressive, man. He has everything down, which is pretty amazing. You know, I don't know how he learned all of it so fast, but, you know, he did it, and, you know, he still had the same command from when he first came in, so he's looking great.
It seems like everybody says he's a pretty confident dude when he comes into the huddle and commands you guys, right?
Yeah, he's real confident, and that's always good.
Were you the type of back that you feel like no matter how many defenders are in the box, you're still going to get some yards?
Give me a shout out.
Shout out Bakhtiar. Nah, but, you know, I do whatever I have to do. You know, if that's what it calls for, then, you know, it's my job, so I just do it, you know.
Early in the season, Coach McCarthy said you're a physical back, and he's had several instances where he said he's been more physical than he's ever been. Each and every week, you get more and more praise with that. Are you having a different attitude each week, more confidence each week? What is it?
Nah, I just run, man. I guess sometimes I just look more physical than others. I don't know. I just run, though.
When you have those plays where, you know, they bring a couple extra guys up into the box, what makes those plays different for you guys? Or how do you beat, you know, having extra guys in the box? Is it just your linemen got to out-execute? You got to out-execute? Like, what do you do in those situations?
It's very difficult, honestly, because, you know, they have more than, you know, we can account for. Right. But, you know, it's just a mindset, you know, that even though we know it's coming, you know, we're going to do our job and, you know, do it to the best of our ability and see what we get out of that play.
How frustrating was the red zone last week? 3 trips inside the 10-yard line and only 3 points.
You know, it's very frustrating. You always want to score points, and that was the emphasis this week. So we're going to try to do a lot better this week.
Do you view it as, hey, we were this close? Is there any positive you can take away? We moved the ball well, and we were so close to making this a different game.
Right. I mean, we know we can get down there. It's just all about finishing.
It seems you're doing a lot of things right. But as a rookie, are there a couple things that you're working on trying to do better?
There's a lot for me to work on, like you know, making sure when I see the hole, I hit it and don't take too many steps before hitting it, which gives the defense enough time to catch up to me. You know, it's a lot of little things that I have to work on, but, I mean, I guess I still look okay.
You're getting up to, like, the double-digit games mark. In college, you have fewer games than you have in the NFL. There's always that talk about the rookie wall. What's it like to view this now? You still got a few months left of football as opposed to a few games and then a month off and then a bowl game.
It's definitely a grind. You know, it's real difficult, but, you know, it's just taking care of your body and, you know, getting the proper amount of rest.